The Odyssey is facing a bummer of a backlash in a summer where Hollywood simply cannot win. Ratioed all over YouTube, and now Christopher Nolan says, no biggie, no worries. In fact, he says don't get in a hurry because it's all irrelevant. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Pro Channel. We've got Jonas J. Campbell with us here on this very happy Monday midday video. Jonas, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. I think I'm doing better than Christopher Nolan, which is saying a lot.
I thought you were going to go with the Dave Ramsey there for a minute and say, better than I deserve, better than
yeah,
I deserve.
I was thinking about that. Yep. Pay your debts, everybody.
Folks, in terms of what we deserve, we don't deserve you to click the like button, but we love it when you do. And so if you serve us up a signal boost that way, we certainly do appreciate it. And let's dive in right now, keeping you ahead of the culture curve. Lexi Carson out of The Hollywood Reporter writes this one. Christopher Nolan addresses the Odyssey backlash, explains why film uses modern dialogue. Now, I've said, Jonas, that part of what they're trying to do here is they're switching to this modern dialogue as the scandal. Nobody cares about this. This is not the scandal. This is the fake scandal, so they can actually respond to that instead of the real scandal. We'll talk about that in just a second. But the interview with The Telegraph that's being put out there, the quote is just awful for Christopher Nolan. It says, in a recent interview with The Telegraph, the Oscar-winning filmmaker responded to criticism surrounding his adaptation of Homer's epic, which has sparked online debate over some of its casting choices and the use of... Put away the American accents, the modern dialogue, don't care. This is about casting choices. This is about subverting the Greek story, right? There's not a Greek person in this. They're not going to Greece to do anything. This is diversity, but it's exclusion of everybody who was, you know, has a history in this story. Quote, it comes with the territory, Nolan told the publication. But look, these conversations that happen before people see the film, they're always irrelevant. Because no one having them knows what the film actually is yet. Jonas, what he is claiming is irrelevant, it appears to me, is this. The Odyssey official countdown trailer. 80,000 likes, 757,000 dislikes.
Wow.
He's claiming the market is irrelevant at that point. It's a horrible defense, Jonas. It's just a terrible way of trying to defend this thing. And the problem is, it's probably not true. So what I'd like to ask you, Jonas, have we ever seen a film that had this kind of a dislike ratio? And we've seen a number of them. Have we ever seen one with this occurring where it succeeded at the box office?
You know, I'm absolutely sure that we have never seen a film succeed when there's this kind of sentiment against it. This is so funny because it's not like the Odyssey itself is one of those properties. It's not, to call it a property is hilarious, but for lack of a better term, it's not like it's one of those things that has a dedicated fan base. You know, it's not like it's Star Trek and you're changing the way that Captain Kirk works. It's not like you are taking Spider-Man and changing him out with Miles Morales and then saying, if you don't like it, you know, you're a bad person. This is the Odyssey, which has been done many different times over, and for that to have nearly a million dislikes or getting closer to what is it, it's 750,000. Wow, that's an achievement right there, man. That's really saying something about the effect of Christopher Nolan's previous work.
Well, let's talk about Christopher Nolan because he has a phenomenal track record. People can say they like him or dislike him as a director. That's not really inside our purview. I mean, he's successful economically, and that's what we're covering right now. These casting choices are bizarre, but Jonas, it's not only that, it's also the direction of this. Did you know that Christopher Nolan is writing a rap or has written a rap? With Travis Scott, he co-wrote the rap that will occur as the credits roll.
The rap that will occur. No, I did not realize he wrote a rap. Yeah. I would say that's branching out for him. I never knew him as a student of the flowetry.
I didn't consider the bard music of Greek antiquity to be part of hip hop. But that's what I think people, and there's a way you could do that, I guess, but I don't think this is it. And the reason I don't think it's it is because it's not winning with the market. Like this is the thing. We talk about this behind the scenes here on this channel, Jonas. You and I never fight the audience. The audience, we know there's a wisdom in that audience that we have the highest IQ group out there. And if I'm Christopher Nolan and I'm seeing this kind of response, I don't know how I handle it publicly, but I might be willing to say, boys and girls, I think we've made a mistake in how we've presented this.
Right.
Something is not connecting.
Right. Unless we are here to have the conversation about changing minds, we don't introduce things that will automatically make everyone angry, or at least not angry at us.
And if the audience is interested in something, we don't jump to the conclusion of, well, darn it, we're not interested, and therefore we're not going to cover it. It's like, wait a minute, there's something here we might not understand. Let's pay attention to this. And Christopher Nolan needs to do that, but he's not doing that. He's calling it irrelevant. Well, what does that do? That adds gasoline to the fire, and this is a dumpster fire. Quote, I spent 10 years of my life dealing with Batman, the 55-year-old said. When I came on to Batman Begins, writers and artists had been working on this beloved character for almost 65 years, and a lot of freighted thoughts were out there about what he represents. And what I learned over my time on that trilogy is you can't worry about any of that at all. What you have to do is honor the original text by interpreting it in the strongest way you personally can. So there you go. This is says, when it comes to the Odyssey, all I can do is make the best film I possibly can in the most sincere way. It's very different from how anyone else would do it, but that's what an adaptation is. Now, the problem with this, again, though, is nobody looks at the picture that's on the screen with the artist formerly known as Page and says, yeah, I think he's going for authenticity. The artist formerly known as Page, I believe, is what? Jonas Olive, 5 feet tall?
Difficult
to even talk about, eh?
Little miniature actor right there. And that's fine. That's fine.
Itty bitty little soldier. Itty bitty little soldier.
It's like John Stockton. Well, except that when John Stockton shows up.
No, it's like Muggsy Bogues. What are you talking about? That's not John Stockton. You're good, Jonas. We don't need to dive too deep into the sports ball here.
Is pretty low here. So between Hunter Schafer and Elliot Page, both being in this film, it starts to raise eyebrows. Even that,
So Lupita is playing Helen of Troy, right?
Right.
Okay. Here's the double standard. Is there a single Greek person in this film that we know of, Jonas?
I don't know. I've not been made aware of
not to my knowledge. And nobody's found this yet. Are they doing a premiere or anything like that? A big stop by in Greece as they stop at Rio de Janeiro and Tokyo.
In fact, that is the only place they appear to not be going on.
Right. So if you've got Lupita as Helen of Troy, you know, I'm not telling you that the whole cast needs to be of a certain type, but what I am telling you is that Helen of Troy is based on a historical place with historical people, and the person who's been cast does not look, represent, or appear as said people. Now, if we were in a world, Jonas, where that was okay in both directions, I'd say, who cares? But we're not in a world where that goes both directions. If we were to recast Wakanda using white actors or Asian actors or any other kind of actor other than what, you know, Disney says is Wakandans, which is itself a fantastical, fictional place, then the media would lose their minds. And that's the problem. This only goes one way. And it reminds me, Jonas, of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Do you know why?
Because they're courting controversy instead of marketing the film?
Partially. The other part of that is that, remember when they did Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and it faced the same kind of backlash, just terrible, and it did terribly at the box office, and it deserved to do so. But
I'm gonna correct you on one thing.
Please,
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That Walt Disney made. Yep. Walt Disney's Snow White is the film that Disney, the company,
you're right.
Made.
You're right. Good correction there. I don't want to be wrong about that, and you are right on the titling, Jonas. They remember in the name of inclusion. For Snow White, they said, we have to exclude dwarf actors. In the name of inclusion, lest we insult the dwarfs, you dwarfs can't be on the screen. And this right here with the Odyssey is the same thing. In the name of inclusion, you Greeks, get out of here. In the name of inclusion, you Greeks just got dwarfed. You're not allowed on the screen. We're not coming to your town because our inclusion says we must exclude the one people group that this story is based upon, that forms their civilization. 3,000 years. This is something they have built their nation around, these ideas and ideals. It's the foundation of Western society. Greeks need not apply. Take your heroes and get out of here, says Christopher Nolan. And that's why I think this irrelevant argument he's making is not going to hold water in the end.
Oh, I absolutely agree. It's also an interesting aspect here that the only thing they have to market this film is Christopher Nolan's name. And that ain't what it used to be.
Matt Damon. He's got a, you know, why don't we not get him? Where's Tom Holland? How is it that this film is in such controversy that we're not getting a lot of Tom Holland and Matt Damon together with Zendaya Zendaya, you know, doing interviews? Where is all that? You got Anne Hathaway. We're not hearing from any of these actors. And I'll tell you what, maybe we're just not looking in the right place. They're sending them all over the world. Fine, whatever. The headlines are all about the backlash. And if you've managed to create a backlash that is bigger than all of these actors, you got a huge problem. That's what I'll say about it. That's what I'll say. Jonah's final word.
I'm not planning on seeing this one unless I absolutely have to. So it's up to you, boss.
I'll take one for the team, buddy. 3 hours. 3 hours for the team. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of that spirit of taking one for the team. No. Be a part of the team. Click that like button, share, subscribe, drop a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts. And what do you think about this idea that Hollywood has embraced? The idea of inclusion to the point of exclusion. What do you think about it? I think it's something we should pay close attention to. I think it is hypocrisy manifest. And that's a very interesting thing to see. Ladies and gentlemen, until the next time, we hope you're a little bit better by hearing this video, a little bit smarter. Treat everybody kindly. And remember, don't exclude because you want to include. That doesn't work very well. Everybody should be a winner. Keep learning. Keep growing. And as always, keep having fun.